Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Hello, hello. So basically, for those who are listening, I basically combined Bra and Weta into one, and I'm the fusion of them, and I'm currently on the radio, and I'm speaking. I will unfuse in, like, I think 5 minutes, and I will unfuse from the Weta Abrar mix, and but only Abrar will come out. We're getting a call in from top 54 Italian and Kenyan people, Ethan Beaker, I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on. I heard it.
Gonna be on or gonna be? Gonna be on or gonna like on the light? Okay, co-hosts.
Yes, digital co-host, second time on Glock and Rari. This is awesome.
Yes, this is the first time ever that Weta and Abrar have fused, and Ethan Bikes is on the line at the same time. Top?
You? Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're listening to the first time ever this has happened.
Yes, this is kind of crazy. Which one are you? Are you Glock or are you Rari right now?
Both.
Whoa.
Yeah. Literally, like, you know how they always do like a little jig before they do it.
Yeah.
What do you think the jig was?
Maybe for like a little bit like bachata, and then, like if there's something else.
They had to be much. What is it called? Dabke? My.
What?
That one step. No. Anyway.
Do you have a theme for the show today?
No. Lately, I will say, I have been listening to a lot of reggaeton lately. Oh, our listener said Dabke. Yes, so basically the fusion dance was some Dabke and bachata, and then it resulted in me. So that's what happened. True story.
This is like going back to the origins, like the meiosis. Is it Chris? Is our bloodline from Chris? I kind of forgot.
I don't know what the rules are, so I don't know if I'm allowed to play music. Just look it up and put it on. So I will speak. Wait, aren't...
As long as there's no cuss words and it doesn't...
No cuss words.
It's supposed to be no cuss words.
It's in the back.
Yes.
Ethan, what have you been listening to lately?
I'm currently in the car. I don't really. Today's been weird. I got some hip hop. Emily's driving. Dennis is in the front seat. We got some non-perishables to go donate to like a little food shelter in like Hyattsville, I think. And then now we're just driving. I don't know even where we're driving to.
Undisclosed second location.
We can come swing by in person actually.
That would be beautiful as well. We'll get here. Who's
that? This is Glock and Rari.
Both of them at the same time.
At least not pleased with the action right now. They don't like the fusion dance.
It's okay. I'm fusing like 5 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, perhaps we can come swing by and say hi in the live, in the flesh.
Hey, that would be beautiful.
Yes, wonderful and amazing, as a pillar once said.
Let me hit that.
But okay, you have fun. You'll see me in a bit, maybe.
All right.
That's so good on that part.
So that was it for our funk. Okay, I will be playing some music on youtube.com if that is permissible. Because I don't know how to log into this and I don't want to mess it up. Am I talking? Hello? Oh, I love you all. Okay, we have some listeners who are requesting to listen to Blood Bunny by Yule. I'm looking it up on... Okay, hello. Wow, I just opened up YouTube and there's 10 bajillion shorts. Why is this allowed? Okay, I'm gonna lock in and try to figure out how to do the sliders because this is my first time. Abby, how do I make sure that everything is playing correctly? I'm guessing I turned on the note app. Okay. Turning up the note app and then PC. Yeah. I come on and be like DJ Angelo and that. Leave it like this, leave the rest. Honey be honey, please. Fight my demons, demon, please. Drink honey, drink blood. You look like an angel god. Don't you feel so pure when you don't have a body anymore?
Yeah, I do. Hello, everyone. I think so.
Hello?
Wait, I wouldn't be able to hear because I don't know where the headphones went. Pull my heart into simulation. Did you tell the rest? Oh, right. So the music was still on. I'm so sorry. Wait, talk now?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
We've defused.
We've defused. Except there was an accident. There was an accident when we defused. And then I'm basically like a little floating head now, except that for some reason, Abrar showed up here and Weda showed up in Costa Rica. So
it's true.
I don't know how that happened, but.
It's true. Weda, please find your way back home because we miss you. And I'm so sorry the defusion went so wrong.
Yeah.
I'm also sorry that it took so long for me to get here into this room. But guys, today we actually have songs for you, like things to talk about and songs to play for you. Isn't that crazy? I bet you would have never guessed. And could you guess the theme?
Can I guess?
Yeah, take a guess.
Can I guess if I saw it?
Take a wild guess.
Is it about love?
Whoa. How'd you know that? It's almost as if it's right here in front of you.
Wait, so walk me through like kind of the background and inspiration of how this theme occurred.
Okay, so basically I was thinking to myself, I was like,
As one does.
As one does, pondering. What's coming up that people really enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day tomorrow. Mm. Yes,
it is tomorrow. All
the 14th. I don't know why I thought it was the 15th.
Yeah.
But. And what do people talk about during this time of year? Love a lot of the time, and so I picked out songs that are like traditional love songs that.
Traditional in what sense?
Traditional. Arabic love songs that I grew up with,
yeah,
but also like more modern ones that I've found throughout the years. And then I also did some research on some like Eritrean love songs because Weda, of course, my co-host, and I'm trying to channel her spirit so that she could be with us here today. But yeah, so we have a little mix of both things.
A medley of sorts.
Exactly. And actually, I just need to log into my Spinatron. Sorry, everybody. But you know, for the time being, let me play the first song. In the meantime.
What is the first song?
The first song is Inta E by Nancy Ajram. And this is a real classic. If you know her, you probably know this song. If you know her personally. So, here you go, guys. Hey everybody, welcome back. So we have with us some special people. Is that, are they?
I don't know which one's a good one because one's really staticky. Is it this one?
It's like the color show. They're just standing and the mic is like dropping from the ceiling.
Whoa.
Wait, Emily, speak.
Hello, guys.
I can hear.
Is it not staticky?
No.
I've spoken.
One of them is apparently staticky.
Well, I've spoken and I've said a word.
Wow.
And you've said a word.
Yeah, like actually, this
and,
guy,
yeah, wait, should, now I feel like
this
I
is like
should
a podcast.
Stand.
Whoa.
Okay,
wow.
Wait,
no,
wait.
No,
it's
not
a podcast. It's like a recording studio.
Hold on. Guys, I have some questions for you here today that
I really
prepared.
Yeah, me and Emily are sharing a mic. We're like those, you know, like the backup singers are like.
Wait, yeah, we are your backup singers.
Yeah. Wait, let's just say whatever Bar says, like, just like with a slight echo.
Okay, okay, okay.
Hey, and everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Hey,
everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
everybody.
Are you changing hey to hello?
Are we harmonizing? Are we reaching harmon state?
Can we?
How okay. is everyone?
How is everyone?
How is everyone today?
How is everyone today?
Guys, that's not working out.
Oh.
Honestly, that's
no,
not working
to,
out.
Okay. Today has been a really, 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 really awesome day. How many reallys were that? And you know.
Really,
because
really,
I used, like,
really, 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 really.
There's like five.
I feel like
I think
five.
It was five.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yeah.
Five.
I had, I got a haircut today. Yeah,
it looks really good,
America.
Emily.
Thank
America.
You.
Wait, did you re-dye America. Your hair also?
No, I don't know. Sometimes my hair just changes with the wind, like what changes with the season.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, do you guys mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Yes, of course.
Go for it, man.
Okay, so the first one is: when was the last time you peed yourself?
How much pee are we talking? Like full?
It could be a little,
like a little trinkle.
It could be a trinkle. Like it could be like you were laughing too hard and like you a little bit come out. Yeah.
If we're being honest, for me it's probably like when I'm like running to the bathroom and I can't get my belt off in time and like I can't like I'm holding it but like a little bit comes out before I can get everything off. The good answer though, I remember one time in like kindergarten, I was sitting down and it was like time for pickup and for pickup they just like get our names in the intercom because I was in a private school. And I remember I was so tired and I didn't want to like sit up because like it was like pickup time. So I just peed in the seat. I was like, no one's going to notice. And I don't know if
and
anybody.
Say that.
I don't know,
I know that coochie smells.
I don't know if anybody noticed. Nobody said a word to me. My mom didn't say anything. The teachers didn't say anything. The students didn't say anything. But I remember I just peed straight on that seat.
Okay, well, can I say something? I've never peed myself in my life. So I don't know why you just confessed that
so
right now on air.
Because I'm loud and proud.
Humiliation ritual.
You cannot humiliate me if I'm proud of it. So.
That's literally never happened to me. So
I would do it again. I'd do it right now.
Oh.
Right. Right.
Piss on the floor. Piss on the floor.
That's like reverse Uno.
Okay,
it's
guys. Next question. Wait, you guys didn't answer, low key.
Yeah, why?
Actually, can I be honest with you? This is kind of embarrassing, but. It was pretty recent.
And bro, that's okay. Say that. It wasn't okay for Ethan, but it's okay for you to say that.
Yeah,
this
sorry,
is
Ethan. Sorry.
Anti-black.
Oh. It's anti-man.
Anti-black.
Boom.
Anti-black.
Another boom.
Anti-black.
Boom. Wait, boom on anti-black. Boom on the same time. Boom at the same time.
One, two, three. Boom.
I'm in the top 45 of all time, so that's pretty interesting.
You're on the top 45?
I am. Anti-half
Italian and Kenyan that were born in the early 2000s from Baltimore, Maryland.
Actually, I was born in New York, so I would not be on that list. It's okay.
Top 45?
That's true.
Why 45? There's an what? Why is
There's
that number specifically?
There's a lot of us.
Yeah. Who's on top though?
I'm in the top 45. You just don't know where.
You're in the top 45?
Yeah.
You don't know your ranking though?
No, it's a secret. Only we get to know.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know, and it's my ranking.
Oh, it's your system. You set up the system.
Yeah.
And who set up the system?
Right.
Angelo.
This is true. I did not.
Okay, guys. Also, to let you know who's here, we have Emily here on the mic over here. We have Ethan standing right in front of me. And we have Angelo on sitting down,
yeah.
who is just a floating head. Don't worry
this
about
it. This is
him.
True.
Yeah, okay. So you said pretty recently. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
When was the last time you peed yourself?
Say it on air.
I don't know. I feel like maybe one time I laughed too hard in my younger days, but I don't
I don't know. I don't have a vivid memory of ever
peeing it, like, ever, like, even when you were a kid. You didn't like pee the bed.
Well, like, I remember not that many things from kid time.
Mm.
That's fair.
That is fair.
And I feel like there's more eventful ones. Can like I be? When I was in a toy car and I ran down a hill.
Oh. Other than that. Did you get hurt? Smells.
Well, it's always about the smelliness of the coochie, but not about the quality. And I think that it was really beautiful and amazing.
And I know your coochie smells. Okay, guys. And my next question is, do you remember the first thing you said today? Like, it doesn't... Yeah, verbally. Like, the first words you spoke after waking up from sleep, what was the first thing that you said?
Hey.
Actually?
To myself?
Wait, no, like when
every day he wakes up,
and says,
opens his eyes, Genesis. And he's like, hey.
That was your first spoken word?
Probably, hey. Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like when Ethan has really a really good morning, he like opens his blinds, he's like, hello, college park. You know?
Good morning, like, America. He probably does say that.
No.
He
like walks out, like the mail boy that like, goes by with his bike and throws like newspaper on there.
No, I think
somebody walked by Ethan.
If I'm not like, if I'm like playing an instrument, I'll talk to myself. Or like if I'm playing a game by myself, maybe I'll talk to myself. But if not that, I don't speak. So it's only until I see somebody, my mouth.
Do you guys
open.
Talk to yourselves a lot?
I talk to
in
myself
in my head.
I do all the time.
I talk to myself out loud and in my head, which is why I asked this, because I think it's interesting. Some people don't talk to themselves when
crazy,
they're not
right?
around other people. Mm. So it's like the first word that they speak is to another person. But I feel like the first word I speak is to myself.
Wow.
I'm exactly the same way. Can I say this? Okay. The first word I spoke today was literally bruh, because
bruh.
I had a meeting at 11, but for some reason I set my alarm at 9:30. And then I was like, I kept waking up and I was like, bruh.
Bruh. So a new head has joined the studio. Come in.
Wait, hello, new head.
What's it? A new something has entered the villa.
A new bombshell has entered the villa.
Yes.
Bomba clot.
Bomba.
And it's a true bombshell.
I was wondering who that was.
And you know what? Oh. And you know what, Emily?
Yes.
You're my twin, bro.
What? Was
you're
yours,
my
bruh?
Twin.
Wait, yes. We are twins. Wait, actually, me and her bro are actually twins.
Like, we're actually connected by some mystical force.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people don't know.
And honestly, I always feel myself so whole when... Oh, say, did I say that right?
Whole.
I feel so whole?
Yeah.
Yeah. You I feel so that. Whole when I meet up with the bar all the time.
Like, bro, me too, bro.
That's my kin.
That's my kin. I kin you.
I kin you, bro. I kin you, bro.
Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Yeah, get on the mic.
I do.
So, I'm Axel, and I never thought I'd be back here again on Guac and Rory.
Welcome back, Axel.
Okay. It's so nice to be back.
It's so lovely to have you here.
You like, you don't realize like how much there, you'll miss out. Things once they're gone.
Like and they say that.
Yeah, they say. They do say that.
They do say that. That's true.
Wait. I also invited Genesis.
Welcome. Come in.
And Genesis' boyfriend is also here.
Hello.
Hi. Andrew, get on the mic, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Andrew.
We were asking, Abar had some questions for us, and we're kind of intrigued to know what your answers are as well.
Okay, so the last question I asked was, what was the first thing you said today out in the world, like verbally, to yourself or to somebody else?
Speak. I said, I screamed, yeah, because my mom was calling my name to wake me up.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
That was my first thing.
Wait, Andrew, what about you? Speak in the mic.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, I just said, like, fuck, because, like, a loud alarm, like, went
wait,
off.
Wait, you can't
like,
say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Nobody knows. Okay. Nobody knows.
No, it's okay. Come back. You said F word.
F word.
Redacted.
You know how to use a beep?
Is yeah.
Beep
a really loud alarm.
Yeah, it's like...
But I don't... I didn't want to wake up my neighbors.
I've never used it.
Oh!
What did you
say?
I said bruh.
Okay. Wow.
What did you say?
Huh?
What did you say?
For the word thing?
Yeah.
I think it's when I said hi to you.
You said hi to me? Really?
That was his first word of the day.
But this is spoken word.
Spoken word.
Yeah,
yes.
Spoken word.
And
the
what
first
was your response
word?
When we were talking about? Do you talk to yourself?
Well, yeah, I talk to myself all the time.
Girl.
That's not spoken. That's
performative.
Mental.
Performative.
That's mental.
No, you... We were talking about talking out loud.
Yeah, aloud as in I use my voice to speak it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Talk to myself in my head, not talk to myself like, hey, Ethan, how are you doing? Like, not that.
Do you guys talk out loud? Like,
I talk out loud.
That's what I'm saying.
To myself.
Yeah. Only unless I'm, like, playing a game or something, I don't really do it.
Fair.
If I'm trying to remind myself to do something, I'll say it out loud while I'm doing it. Or while I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, what was your first word? I don't think we even got to your responses. Wait, actually, we...
What is it?
I need to know what your responses are, bro.
Okay, last time I peed myself...
Wait, Bryce said never.
Yeah, I already answered that question. Wow. I don't pee even. That doesn't happen for me.
Okay.
Right.
The next thing is that... Oh, actually, guys. Actually, if I'm being honest, the last time I peed myself was at the doctor's office because I had to do a urine sample.
But you're not...
And
I think
that counts as peeing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're...
Because you have to pee... Like, you have to, like, make yourself pee. And you're not technically peeing in a toilet. So it's like... You're peeing yourself.
However, I think to pee yourself, it is implied that you're peeing without, like, the necessary precautions of, like, taking off your pants, taking off, like,
but it's,
underwear.
Like, kind of the same. It feels like peeing yourself.
But you're preparing for it.
No, sometimes, honestly, when I go and they're like, actually, can we get a pee sample? I'm like, oh, not today. Sometimes I even, it's crazy, too, because I'm, like, a big peer. Like, I love to pee.
Big peer.
I
certified
love to pee.
Big pee.
Yes. And so... Yeah, that's what pig pee. Oh, sorry.
Pig
pee? That was a misspelling. Redacted. No, like, I'm a big peer, so I like to pee when I have the chance to. And typically, when I go to the doctors, I'm like, guys, I gotta pee right now. And that's before I hit that doctor office. So when I get there and, like, actually, we need a pee sample, I'm like, now I gotta wait 30 minutes, bro. Now I gotta wait 30 minutes. Yes.
How many times do you pee a day?
Mm. Whoa.
That's a good one.
I'm not gonna lie, that's so... Guys, it's pretty frequent.
Yeah.
You know what?
Before noon, how many?
Before noon?
Before noon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe like 2 or 3 times.
Really?
Is that good or bad?
You're
probably
really hungry.
I feel like if you're peeing a lot, it can't be bad, right? Yeah. Unless, no, sometimes it can be bad.
Right.
Well, you might have diabetes.
Like
Okay, I only say this because I was really scared at one point that I had diabetes because I was peeing so much and I like searched up on Google, Dr. Google, and they were like, you have diabetes.
See, and that's how I know Abra is my kin, because I think I also have done that before as well.
I literally started, like, a pee log where I was, like, logging how often I pee. And,
like, log calendar?
Yeah, like, wait, you know, there's, like...
Your diary. Today, I peed 3 times.
It's a good vibe. And the time, too, it's, like, a log. Like, it was scientific, almost, in a way. It's an experiment.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Love that, bro.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. That's my honest opinion.
Wait, can I ask what was your first word of the day?
Okay, let me think. I feel like I talked to myself in the morning, but I don't remember what I said.
Valid.
It was probably a reminder to, like, pack up my laptop or something. Like, telling myself.
See, I do
to
that
not
too.
Forget my laptop.
I do that
not
a lot
forget
as well.
My chargers.
Because if it's in my head, it somehow just floats out of existence. And I never see it anymore. Like, I don't catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But usually when I talk to myself, if I'm at home and there's, like, my roommates are home, like, I'm going to, like, whisper to myself, like, kind of freakishly a little bit. Unfortunately.
Guys, I adamantly am a preacher for this. If you need to speak out loud, speak out loud. Like, don't care about what anybody side-eyes you or whatever. She's kind of crazy. He's kind of crazy. No, actually.
They're kind of crazy.
They're kind of crazy, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, if you need to speak, speak. Because sometimes your body is the one telling you to do so. So do so, bro. Hear your body out.
That's beautiful.
It is. I'm not going to lie. Even I get, like, not, like, self-conscious. But when I have my, like, AirPods in and I'm, like, on the phone with somebody and I'm, like, I don't have the phone next to my ear. I'm like, I look crazy right now because nobody knows that I'm talking on the phone. They think I'm talking to myself.
Bro,
and I feel like that's crazy.
That are like bone conduction, so they kind of hide under my hair. Dude, sometimes I'm walking around and I'm on the phone. People look at me. Like,
yeah.
I can feel the double takes.
Exactly. It's because, like, who are you talking to?
And why are people looking? Like, that's none of your business who I'm talking
to, exactly.
Even if it's to myself.
Let them double take.
It is. However, it's the perception of them of which that I'm now going to be like, I don't want to be the guy who's known as the one talking to himself all the time.
And why not?
Because
and
why would I
want
to be known as that?
Because what's wrong with that? Because
I don't like it. I don't want to be known as that.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
You do you, bro.
I will.
You do you.
Thank you, bro.
And I appreciate that you have.
I did have more questions.
That.
Yeah.
To even go further, I sometimes put the phone up to my ear even if I'm using the headphones.
Okay. So my next question is, I also kind of already talked to Ethan about this one. So.
Oh.
But okay. Be honest. Are you wearing clean socks today, or did you wear the same pair yesterday?
Whoa.
That's my question.
I have a different answer than last time.
Say your first answer and then say your second answer.
Okay, well, the first answer needed context because I think for the first time in a long time, my feet smelled.
Bro, is...
And bro, that's okay.
It's okay, but like, no, I usually have a pretty good, like, good streak. Like, my feet do not smell like that, but I took my shoes off and boom. I got a little waft of a smell.
God forbid we're human. God forbid we're human.
Low key, yeah, because I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the smell to perforate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's why you gotta clean socks, guys. Come on.
Yes, today clean socks, no stinky feet. Actually, I think they smell like pretty moderately normal.
Love that for you.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you.
I'm wearing a new pair today. They're my as you could see.
Oh, I can see everything. Yeah.
They're Naruto.
Are they actually?
Whoa,
yeah. That's a crazy reveal.
Yeah, I saw the orange socks.
Whoa.
And they're very bright orange, so whenever I wear them, like, and my pants, like, kind of ride up, I'm like, everyone can see that I'm wearing Naruto socks right now. And
that's awesome.
And sometimes I get a little scared that they might say something to me.
Can I throw a kissy noise to the mic?
Yes, bro.
and like that, she's gone.
She went to go eat her.
Genesis, do you want to answer that question?
I have very clean socks.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Right. I do laundry every week to make sure I have enough pairs of socks.
Wait.
So.
Okay. Not to derail. Every week. Does that mean you wash your jeans after one use?
No. Jeans are different. Okay.
Then how many things are you washing if you're washing once per week?
I'm washing my shirts, my underwear, my like, all this other stuff that isn't my jeans.
Really?
Everything that's not a jean.
Yeah. Oh.
Once a week?
I guess it's because I have an odd amount. Like, I have a lot of underwear and socks. Like, more than, like, 2 weeks worth. So that's why I don't have to, like, re-whatever it. Because I don't wash my jeans very often. Or, like, I do, but, like, not, like, super, super often. So I can usually go, like, a week and a half or two. But that's because I have a lot of, like, the necessities in stock.
Sometimes I'll get really lazy about laundry, and then I'll leave it till I have not even one singular thing left to wear, and then I'm like, okay,
can I say, I'm the exact same, so I understand you fully.
Now it's time, but I'm trying to, New Year's resolution, start doing laundry more often. It's not gonna do anything to you.
It's true.
Not gonna hurt you.
But then if you have the clothes required of you that are clean, why would you then do laundry for the clothes that you don't want to wear right now?
Because what if you do want to wear them again?
That is the one thing.
I have the answer.
Okay. Come up.
Axel has the answer. Excellent. They just said, I have the answer.
I forgot the word.
And that's a great answer. That's a great answer. Can we get some like snaps in the studio for the answer?
That was beautiful. That was
good. Wait, guys, I actually forgot the word. Like, I'm having... like dumb brain.
That's okay.
Hey, that's okay. If you ever, if it comes back to you, yeah, let us know.
Interrupt us again.
Discipline. Sorry, I forgot the word. But yeah, you guys, I wash like not my bed sheets every week, but my pillow sheets every week because it helps your hair and your skin.
This is true. On your silk face. Pillowcases also, if you are into that. Because of laundry? Wait, tell this story.
Well, we knew each other from community college, and then I ran into him at the dining hall, small talk. Ran into him at a party, small talk. Ran into him at the laundry room after that party, friends. Instantly.
Wait, were you guys doing laundry at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, yep. Wait, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, guys,
shout out Harvard Hall.
Do more laundry, you might make a friend, a lifelong friend.
Yeah, this is true. yeah, wash your clothes. Even if you're not washing your jeans every week.
And that's just some small wisdom from Axel and Genesis to Ethan, who doesn't wash his clothes. You heard it here first. Ethan does not wash his clothes.
Okay, no, I'm tired of this. I walk in, You don't even say hi to me. And then now you first what was it? The pee my pants, and now it's the socks. What do you what's up with this?
Yes, Ethan just literally said that he peed his pants
in kindergarten.
No like kindergarten. Recently, like literally recently.
That's insane.
And he said he peed his pants.
May have to cancel the show.
And then
I cannot stand for this tyranny. Nine, but some Sundays. So not today.
Tune into frequencies at 9 on Sundays.
Do you know if we're FM or Dig?
And they're on FM this semester.
You got us. Is that on Instagram?
Oh,
yet?
Yeah. And you guys might have seen them recently on TikTok or Instagram.
Is that Instagram?
The post, but you guys are all on the TikTok already.
Whoa.
We're true. Taking over the socials. We're going to do like a Ramadan one next with Glock and Mari.
Oh, my God.
Was it you or Rachel who edited it?
I don't
Ramadan edit. Special.
It was really, I love the edit. Actually, it was very cute. I like that.
Wait,
thank you for
also,
that.
Okay, since I did have songs that I wanted to play, I'm going to play another song and then maybe another question after that. Just give me a second. I'm sorry, everybody.
But not to me.
No, not to you. So cool. Our next song is Shadini by Too Late. And He's like, I feel like we might have played him before on here, but he's kind of like a well-known modern Arabic artist. I don't know exactly where he's from. He might be from... I don't know if he's Egyptian. I'm sorry, guys. I really don't know. I'll search that up, but he's pretty cool. His music is good. I like his style kind of combines traditional Arabic sounds with, like, some newer ones, some ones you might not have heard before in the genre. So I'm going to play that. And, yeah, tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about that. Hello, everybody. So we don't have that much time left, and this is really sad because I had many things to play. But honestly, I'll just play them next week, probably. Or you guys can listen to the playlist that I will post after this show. But yeah, we had a lot of questions, that burning questions that needed answering. So please forgive me for not playing too many songs. But I will be playing one last one with the time we have left. And this is called Kalam al-Layl by Mai and Zaid. And this is one that I found today. And honestly, it just blew me away. Like, I really love the sounds. I've never heard of them, like, before. Like, I never heard this genre in Arabic before in this way. I should say. But you guys should, like, tell me for yourself what you think and if it's something you mess with or not. But yeah, let me know. We're gonna play it now. So that was like a song with like some alt pop inspiration in there, but I really liked and enjoyed. What did you guys think over there on the chair?
Delicious.
Well, wait, turn it up.
The mic is like.
It's on.
The mic is on.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
I really liked it, Abrar. The past few songs have been like a vibe, and I just see myself like lounging to them, which I am doing right now.
That is true. Lounge-worthy songs. You know what? That warms my heart. Thank you, Axel.
Wait, I love your heart.
Wait.
Sarangheyo.
Sarangheyo. And that's literally what this episode is all about. We're all about love here, joy, friendship, community, and Korea.
Yep.
That's what we're all about.
Mic.
Mm-hmm. And the mic as well. The mic is just, it doesn't want to stay up.
Wait. I'm like fighting tooth and nail to get to this mic. That last song reminded me of like when I'm in Kenya and I'm in like some dude's like open, like, what's it called? Like, open wall, where it's, like, the floor plan is super open. But, like, one of those, and you can get the wind flowing through, and you can, like, sit by, like, a door that has, like, the drapes flowing in the wind, and I have, like, a nice, like, little juice in my hand. And I like that a lot.
I like that vibe that you just described right now. That was beautiful.
Post-grad trip to Kenya.
Whoa.
Post-grad Guys. Trip to Kenya.
It won't be possible, because... I was informed that you have to, like, get an approval letter of permission to go to Kenya.
Really? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe, I think maybe because my mom has, like, a, her whatever, like, not, like, a...
You think you can do some, like, citizenship. Pull some strings and let, they yeah. let me in?
I actually think, because my mom lets me in from her, like, citizenship, so maybe we could try something out.
That reminds me, the other day I found out that with a Salvadoran passport, you can go to Russia and China visa-free.
Really?
When you're literally banned from doing that as an American, so
whoa, your American one still ban you anyway.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Because like, you have an American one yeah. too,
but they don't check, right?
Yeah, it's only if you claim it. Yeah, like, yeah.
So I'm gonna use my Salvadoran passport to go to China visa free.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Why do you think you say Russia? Wait.
And Russia and China.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get dual citizenship.
No, I have
really
dual citizenship.
Yeah.
I have a Honduran citizenship.
But yeah,
I don't know. Wait. US Americans actually banned
from China. And Russia, I think. Or, like, they can't get their visa free. They have to, like, get it approved. Yeah. And, like, cost money. Mm. All the white dudes you see in China speaking perfect Mandarin and being like...
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I, like...
What?
They're tough.
They're so tough, dude. Me going to the local cafe to speak perfect Mandarin and to, like, the locals.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the red circles and they have, like, crazy stuff. Dude, they're so tough. Like, one of my dreams in life is to be a polyglot. I'm not even lying.
Actually, I see that for you.
I agree with that part of the sentence. That part. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And also... Happy early Ramadan, guys. It's starting next week. I hope you're prepared. Also, happy Black History Month.
Thank
also,
you.
Also, happy...
happy Black...
What's Chinese else? Chinese New Year! Happy Chinese New Year next week. Also, happy February in general. So glad we made it to this month, guys. Aren't you? And
yes.
With that,
aren't you glad?
We are... coming to a close. Any last words?
Thank you.
Kamsahamnida.
Good one.
Oh, it's
7
p.m.
and it's 7 p.m. So bye everybody. Please check out the playlist if you want.